Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
It's that time of the year again, and all eyes are now on pro basketball and the start of Major League Baseball. BetOnline.ag has all the betting action. In the NBA, the conference races are heating up as teams prepare to make their run for the playoffs. And if baseball is your first love, BetOnline has you covered. If you love hockey, golf, MMA, and championship boxing, BetOnline has it all. Every sport, every game, every matchup. BetOnline has you covered all the odds and real-time updates. And it's the place to be for all your sports betting needs. BetOnline is the fastest and easiest way to place and check on all your favorite sports bets all the time. Head to the website and use your mobile device and bring the game with BetOnline. Need someone to chat with a big game about? Need some more podcasts and shows to listen to? And interact with the people doing the shows along with other fans? Go to the Locker Room. It's a live audio-only sports talk platform, free to download and to use. You can talk to myself, other fans, athletes, and insiders in real time. Perfect for watch parties, debates, post-game breakdowns, and reacting to breaking news. And share your experiences on the app. All you need to do is download the Locker Room app for free on the iOS or the App Store. Create a profile, link your Twitter, and join the group. Follow your favorite people to be notified of when the group goes live. Your outdoor experiences could be better. Clearly better. Canon sunglasses are made exclusively of polarized lenses for optimal clarity. Using Japanese optics, Canon's lenses are clear, lighter, and frames are handcrafted in Italy. Canon sunglasses elevate your experiences outside with a degree of clarity beyond your wildest imagination. Use exclusive code CanonCast15 at Canon.com to receive 15% off your first pair. That's CanonCast15, Canon, clearly better. All right, guys, welcome into our Pit Panther Rants, another Sports Rants podcast. Brought to you by the sports drink. That is our new platform now. As you can see, we've got a whole bunch of new sponsors. As I read up a whole bunch of live ads. Welcome in, guys. Happy hump day. I'm pouring myself some coffee. I've been up since about 5:45. And to be quite honest with you, I kind of like waking up earlier now than when I did, because I get to actually do stuff and prepare for my day a lot better. I think that's what I like about working from home more. Well, I mean, waking up a lot earlier for work from home and just log in and just pulling up my email and getting my, you know, I can plan my day together a bit more. Whereas if I worked, you know, in the office, you know, it's an hour drive. So by the time I'm, you know, like Peter Gibbons, when you space out, you have to get yourself together for at least an hour or half hour or so. At least here I know it's hitting me and whatnot. So the NCAA tournament wrapped up last week. I went and I watched the game at a restaurant. You know, I had my food and my beer. And overall, the game for the most part was disappointing. I guess from a fan standpoint it was. I mean, because we were hoping for a really good game. But I will give, you know, Baylor and Gonzaga, you know, some credit here. Gonzaga eventually laid down and Baylor pulled away, which meant we got to go to bed at a decent time that night. You know, for a while it was like Gonzaga was, you know, was they kept pulling within 10 points, and you thought eventually Gonzaga was going to break into the single digits and make it a basketball game. It looked like it towards the end of the first half. I thought they had momentum going in. And it seemed like that the start of the second half too. But Baylor just freaking, anytime you thought Gonzaga was going to threaten, Baylor just, you know, they just beat him with a shovel a few more times, and they were, you know, they were down to the ground again. And because of that, I stopped watching the game probably, I would say maybe 15 minutes left in the second half. I was like, yeah, I'm out of here. I'm not watching this freaking rest of this mess. Because I don't necessarily blame the UCLA game on what happened to Gonzaga. The thing about the NCAA tournament is, no matter what game you play, it's never going to be easy. There's not a lot of easy games in the NCAA tournament, especially if you're making a run to win the championship. None of these games are going to be easy. I mean, sure, there's times you're going to play, like, you know, some cupcakes or some mid majors, but doesn't, you know, maybe early rounds are easy, but for the most part, it's not easy. And I find it hilarious that you get all these people who say every year, like, you know, I told you Gonzaga was overrated. I told you I was ragging about Gonzaga all along. They're overrated every year. I don't know why people bet on them. You know, they're so overrated. These people, they had to wait until Gonzaga lost in a championship game to be validated. Think about that for a second. They had to wait until... So somebody on my Twitter feed just said, how would it look right now if Deshaun Watson got married? I just replied back, it worked for Ben Roethlisberger. But I don't know, you know, Ben, this is a little different. Ben had, I think, like two women, I guess, come at him. Whereas Deshaun has about 20 women. But let's, I mean, if we're going towards the end of, if we're looking at the comparisons, though, Ben was accused of rape twice. Whereas Deshaun, he just, you know, he has some problems with his, you know, massage techniques. You know, he obviously has an issue with what, you know, is going on. But, yeah, that just threw me way off my trail. But I just thought that was funny, though. I mean, the people thought that they were, they always say every year that Gonzaga is overrated. It took them to a championship game to be validated. You know, told you not to bet them. They're always overrated. They got to the championship game. It doesn't matter what conference Gonzaga played in. They have a really good team, regardless. I mean, Mark Few's done a hell of a job with that program. And regardless, he's kept it going. The thing about Mark Few is if he would coach in a Power 5 program, you know, Power 5 or more of a power conference, I would say, I don't think he would last long because people, especially donors and stuff, would get sick of going to the tournament and losing, you know, every year. They would eventually want a, you know, he's got two Final Fours. And the fact he's taken Gonzaga two Final Fours is phenomenal. But you know how people are about this stuff. They get very, you know, I know from personal experience. I mean, I'm a Pitt fan. We loved our success with Jamie Dixon, and eventually we got sick of the tournament flameouts. Now we're just happy if we make the tournament. I mean, and we haven't made it since he's left. But of course, he's only been back once since he's left. So I'm sure that my reply for I work for Ben Roethlisberger is going to, you know, is going to go over too well. But, you know, that's life. You know, that's what you do on Twitter. You fire off a tweet on impulse and emotion, and of course people are going to come at you, and, you know, they're going to yell at you. That's why you just keep tweeting through stuff. So as we look at some other things here, well, I mean, James Conner is going to be going to Arizona. He signed. I think this is a really good opportunity for him. Buddy Morris is supposedly there. I'm looking at Larry Fitzgerald. If he returns, is going to be kind of cool. I think he will come back. Although I think after what happened with him getting COVID and stuff, probably made him rethink about things. And I totally understand that. But Arizona's full of weapons on offense. And Conner, I guess he didn't sign for a big salary. I mean, he's not getting paid a whole lot. But for him, I think this would prolong his career a little bit. You know, granted, if he makes the team, because he's going to have to make the team as well. It prolongs his career because he's not going to have much of a workload, I don't think. And his name will be, and when his name's called, I think he will contribute. I have no doubt about that. I mean, when his name was called for the Steelers, he did contribute. It's just that his body just can't take the pounding as much. I've watched him play a whole for the Steelers. He looks a lot faster than the one he has. When he was a Pitt, I think obviously it was the cancer. You know, coming back from that, I mean, it's hard to come back from because your body takes a beating. But I mean, he looked a lot quicker, and still did. It just his, you know, he can't really he can't take the the beating, and that happens. But the Pitt spring game is coming up. In fact, let's take a look at it here. Because they've been playing spring ball, but I haven't seen much emphasis on it. I mean, especially on Twitter. I mean, maybe my feed is all jacked up. But, next Saturday, not this Saturday, but next Saturday, the Blue Gold game will be on the 24th. And they're allowed to have 5,000 fans in attendance. So, I know the attendance jokes are going to come through because they always do. You're going to have people saying, ha ha, they always have 5,000 for their spring game, so this is a full house for them. And yeah, the truth does hurt. They are right. We're lucky if we get 5,000. We're lucky if we get 5,000 for the spring game. But hey, at least people will be able to see some college football in person, you know. You know, you can't go wrong with that. You know, not at all. I mean, I'm sure I'll cover and talk about it. But the spring, I mean, you can't really read too much into what happens in the spring drills. It just really sets the tone for the fall, or the summer, the summer drills, basically. It just sets the tone. I mean, you may not see much out of the receivers. I mean, we've seen this, where it's like you don't see much out of receivers, and of course you do later that year. I mean, it's just... One thing we do need to see, though, from the spring game is hopefully something out of the running backs, because we need some sort of running game. I mean, we know we can throw the ball because we got Kenny Pickett coming back. Let's hope they can catch it, because I did see a pit highlight film where a receiver did drop the ball and it got intercepted. As our receivers are picking up where they left off. But that's how it goes. Now, Pitt basketball did add a recruit this past week. And they're, they're in a race for some other guys, but they did land their first recruit for the 2021 class. Nate Santos, who's a 6'7 wing from Windsor, Connecticut. And supposedly this guy, he's a three-star. He's a top 250 player. He was rated higher at one point, but he dealt with some injuries. And so hopefully, it works out for them. Capel does need players because he's lost a whole bunch. And yeah, let's hope it works out. That's all I can say about that. I did read that they're in running for some more recruits. Hopefully, get some more players. That's all we can bet on, right? And make sure you guys stop by BetOnline.ag. Major League Baseball is in effect. We got the NBA with the conference races heating up. And of course, if you love hockey, golf, MMA, championship boxing, BetOnline has it all. Every sport, every game, every matchup. They have all the odds, real-time updates, place for all your sports betting needs. BetOnline, the fastest, easiest way to place and check in all your favorite sports bets all the time. Head to the website, use your mobile device to bring home the game with BetOnline. I was too excited for that, wasn't I? No, I didn't really watch much of the Masters, which is odd because I really, I tend to watch the final rounds, but I just had no, sports is kind of taking a backseat to a lot of that, and that's just, you know what happens. Baseball is back, which means that I get this. My timeline will be filled with misery about the Pirates, and I could tell, I could easily tell Pirate fans to stop watching, but I mean, if you love baseball, you love baseball. I mean, that's just your thing. I mean, I don't really watch a whole lot. The Astros have me watching, and I still follow the Astros at times. It's not bad stuff. But other than that, not a whole lot else going on. Now, Pitt Baseball, around Pitt Athletics, Pitt Baseball is 17th right now. They just beat Lipscomb, so that's good. And Pitt Soccer just keeps kicking ass and taking names. I mean, men's soccer, I should say, yeah. They're having a hell of a run. I mean, women's volleyball still doing its thing. I mean, at one point Pitt soccer was number one. I think they still are now. And hey, I mean, at least, soccer is considered football. So at least Pitt football is back to prominence, I guess you can say. But I guess, that's enough I have for sports today. Now, going around, let's see, what's been going on in my life? I have work. My daughter celebrated her 9th birthday the other Sunday, this past Sunday. My oldest child is celebrating his on Saturday, which means I have to order another cake. So Saturday is going to be another day of cake and Chuck E. Cheese pizza. I love Chuck E. Cheese pizza. It's just something about that garlic crust and that thin garlic crust. It's just really good. But you know who's really making a comeback? Burger King. Now, one of my followers on Twitter, he changes his name every other week, but his handle's AC_or_Windows. You know, he brought me on to the cookies from Burger King, and I have to admit, you know, they're 2 for $1, and they're really good. And like, you know, I just Burger King's slowly making a comeback. I mean, you can get a bacon cheeseburger for $1. I mean, screw getting the McDouble at McDonald's or the whatever, you know, or the junior bacon at freaking Wendy's. Go to Burger King, get yourself a charbroiled patty with the bacon and the cheese and the mustard and ketchup and pickle. I mean, it's phenomenal. And their chicken sandwich, they entered the ham breaded chicken sandwich game. You know how like Popeyes has their chicken sandwich that, you know, was a big, so which let's be honest, that was a huge social media movement. And it's not a bad sandwich. I like it. It's delicious, but it's, you know, it's not, it wasn't life changing for me. It's basically a sandwich with sauce and pickles on it. And I can do that at Chick-fil-A. I mean, I can just get the sandwich. I could put the, I mean, here it has the pickles on it. I can just drop the sauce on it and call it a day. I mean, it's no big deal. But the ham-breaded chicken sandwich at Burger King, especially the spicy one, is really good. I mean, the sauce and pickle ratio is really good. And if you hear in the background, that's my youngest child. He is waking up. But I'll talk about this some more on the next podcast about Burger King and some other food stuff I've been getting myself into. I'll do that probably maybe tomorrow or later, this maybe Friday or something. I'll talk about that. Anyways, guys, hell to pit. Talk to you later.